venture out from the west or the eastern part of the state, and that people take the opportunity to come and join us. It's the reason we do it, is, and we come to the towns where we have offices so that our staff have an opportunity to come and participate and join us if they'd like to. So I'm glad to see that you guys came today. Thank you for coming. Quick announcements. Restrooms are just out the door and pretty much right across the hall.
Hi.
Yes.
We can't hear you very well. Would it be possible for you to hold the ball?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay.
All right.
No problem. We just moved the phone. Thanks for speaking up. All right, so the restrooms are across the hall. I believe here in the room is a copy of the agenda in both print and braille, if anybody would like a copy. There is also, in print and braille, a copy of the Open Meeting Act information, if anybody would like to peruse that, they're welcome to do so. We will, at two different times during the agenda, have an opportunity for public comment. When we get to those times, we'll ask if there's anybody that would like to speak, and we'll write your names down, and then we'll give each of those individuals a chance to address the commission board and the audience. And after we go through those individuals, we'll ask if there's any additional people. And so we'll keep it a nice orderly process. And Kathy, if you could tell us where the notice for the meeting was publicized, I'd appreciate it.
The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the North Platte Telegraph, the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, on NFB Newsline, and it was sent to Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
Great. Thank you so very much. And lastly, the meeting today is being recorded. What is this? And other logistics. Oh, yeah, okay. It's being recorded so that we'll have that posted on the website along with the meeting minutes shortly after, in the next week or so after the meeting is completed. So moving on, I will go ahead and give the microphone to Robert here. He's going to read through the agenda, and then we'll get started.
Oh, yes, one-handed reading braille. All right.
You want the microphone stand?
Oh, I think this will be okay. Okay, so you people in Norfolk can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here we go. 9:00, call to order, welcome, and introductions. Announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10, approval of the May 5th, 2018 public meeting minutes. 9:15, focus topic, 5:11, developmental disability changes. 10:00, public comment. 10:15, break. 10:30, report from the executive director. 11:00. Once I see this, all right. Budget update. 11:10, Newsline update. 11:15, Client Assistance Program, CAP, complaints or issues. Next, new business. 11:25, public comment. 11:40, yes, let's see this again here. All right, November meeting date and location. 11:50, officer elections. 12 o'clock, final announcements. 12:05, adjournment.
Move the phone with the microphone. All right, so we'll go around real quick and do introductions, and then we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. My name is Mike Hanson. I'm the chairman for the commission board. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I represent the interests of the National Federation of the Blind.
Thank you. Robert Newman from Omaha. I'm the co-chair, if I never get that right, but second in command here for a little while. Here you go.
Chad Bell from Alliance, Nebraska.
Since the phone's right here, do you want to have these guys?
We'll pass it down to Carlos here. Okay. I think we'll be all right with the. For introductions, we probably don't need to pass the phone around.
Okay. Well, no, just have them speak into the speaker. Or into the microphone.
Carlos Servan, director of the commission.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was like, yeah, we'll do it in a minute. Go ahead. Oh. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
did you guys get your internet to work?
Kathy Stevens, administrative assistant.
The Wi-Fi.
Lincoln.
Oh, you're on the wireless?
The cord doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, I got some more cords, but I don't know how it's hooked into the system. So. All right, but as long as your Wi-Fi works, then you're all good.
Maybe when we're on break, what can I find you?
I'm at the Holiday Inn Express, so I work both hotels.
Did you look for?
Yeah, I'll leave these here, yeah. But if you have any questions, just ask Dustin up front and he'll get a hold of me.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director.
Erin Brandyberry, North Platte District Supervisor.
Kat Carroll, Business Manager.
Rich Infer, VR Counselor, North Platte.
Crystal Demas, VR Counselor from the County Office.
Jan Brandt, Program Specialist for Technology, County Office.
All right. See if we can get the North Fork Office here. All right. Becky and everyone at the North Fork Office, I'm just going to hold the microphone up to the cell phone here and we'll see if we can hear you. Go ahead.
Becky Regan, Dakota City Executive Secretary.
Connie Daly, Lincoln District Supervisor.
Josh Smith, Rehab Counselor in the Norfolk Office.
Stephanie Olson, VR Tech in the Norfolk Office.
And that's everybody.
All right. Awesome. I'm glad to also hear that there's so many people there as well. This is wonderful. All right, so the next item on the agenda is the approval of the May 5th, 2018 minutes from the commission board meeting. I would entertain those minutes have all been circulated and read, and the draft copy is already up on the website and has been for months. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 5th, 2018 meeting. Do a quick roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And Mike is yes. And I should note that Mark Bulger is absent today. He has a personal, excused personal engagement that he had to be at today, and so we hope him the best, and look forward to having him back next time. Okay, so with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to the focus topic for today, which was 5.11 developments and disability changes. So with that, I will pass the microphone over to Carlos.
I will pass it very quickly to Erin.
Okay, well, that'll work. I'll just hand it to Eric. I'm up.
Yep.